something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
I'm CJ Layton, coming to you from inside the secret broadcast cave of the Phantom Radio Studio in Lake Wales, Florida, home of the premier radio bowling talk show. PBA Hall of Famer Len Nicholson started this show in 2002, and since then, he's recorded over 1,200 shows featuring over 400 different guests. That's a literal who's who in bowling. In 1995, Len finished his lane conditioning relationship with the PBA. That same year, John Davis of the Kegel Company requested for his professional lane maintenance guidance, and he's been with Kegel ever since. It's always fun, it's always informative, and now the Phantom and his friends are hosting the Phantom Radio Junior Bowling Club. The Phantom will tell you more. Phantom fans, let's welcome our host, Len Nicholson, the Phantom.
Well, thank you, CJ. And a reminder that Phantom Radio is presented by the Kegel Company, the number one lane maintenance company in the world. Well, Phantom fans, this week we have yet another very special guest to talk to, as we continue to interview who's who in the world of bowling in each and every area of our great sport. And our guest this week is a man that I met, I don't know, 20 years ago or so. And then a few years later, he contacted me and said that he wanted to go to work at Kegel. And I said that I had nothing to do with the hiring, but he should definitely apply because Kegel had a lot of quality people there. And he would fit just right in. And obviously he did and applied and became an important part of the world famous Kegel Bowling Center. And while we're passing out training center information, I want everybody to get their pencils and paper ready because we're going to have a few things that you're going to need to know about. And that way you can write them down and you'll be prepared. But I talked to a lot of people and there's no question that this man is one of the top coaches in the world. And so let's get him out here and see what he's up to. I haven't talked to him for a while. It's been a couple of years since he's been on the show. But Phantom fans, back here again is our friend, Rick Wiltse. Hi, Rick. How you doing?
Oh, great, Phantom. Great to be back with you again. Always love being on your show.
Well, you know, you're a good buddy of mine. We really haven't spent a whole lot of time, but we've been friends over the years. And I'm jealous of your voice. I've told you that before. You've got a wonderful voice. And I'm going to tell you what, all the people I talk to, and it's a lot, talk about how good of a job you do down there. And that's the number one facility for training that I know about. So it's pretty good to be involved with the best that there is. And I know there's a couple of little kids that train there, and everybody talks highly of you. And you guys are wonderful, you and Dell and Ruben. And, you know, I know there's been a couple of changes, but we can talk about that in a bit. But as I said, it's been a few years since you've been on, and time flies. I can't believe it. It's been 4 years, I think, since you've been on the show. And you said that you told me, you know, you've changed a little bit for one reason. Because when I contacted you about doing the show, I said, yeah, we want you back on, Coach. You said, well, you got another title now, but I'm going to get you to mention what all it is in a minute. What I want you to do first, because I think our listeners now have pencils and paper ready. First thing I want you to do is give us our website of the training center, okay?
Yes, sir. It's www.kegeltrainingcenter.com. And you can go on there and see all of our events and even register for lessons on there.
Yeah, that's awesome. Plus, now, number two, a lot of people, they get a little bit tricky and worried about websites and computers and all that. How about can they call down there for finding out what's going on and also book a lesson on the phone?
Absolutely. Our toll-free number is 800-280-2695. And ask for Danielle Bunch. She's our training center coordinator. She can help them with anything they want, including lesson appointments, clinics. Anything they need will be handled by her. She's great.
Yeah, she really is. You know, I called down there a month or so ago, and I used to talk to a fellow named Brent. He was doing all that kind of booking and all that. And she answered the phone. I thought, oh, my goodness. You know, because she never heard of me. I didn't know her. And so I mentioned that, you know, I wanted to talk to you or Dell or Ruben. And she says, well, they're all busy right now, but I'll pass them along a message. I said, I know they're busy because they're booked up because, you know, and here's where I want to mention what your new title is. You know, it's pretty cool. You are classified as a master teaching professional, and very few have that title in the whole world. Am I correct by saying that?
I think so. There's quite a few people I know that are on the way to that level. But, you know, we at Kegel, we have a lot of experiences there. We have a lot of training centers going on, a lot of lessons. And I think that helps make us the coaches that we are today. You know, we have more experiences with students. Students teach us as much as we teach them many times. So when you have a lot of lessons, you're a busy training center, you're going to become a good coach just because of the experiences you have.
Yeah, and it's probably one of the only facilities around that, you know, you guys are open probably every day of the year. Plus, you've got that significance of being called gold coaches, which are accreditations from the USBC. There's a lot of what you call bronze coaches that learn a little bit about how to do things. And then there's silver coaches. They know a little bit more. And then you have to take some serious tests to become a gold coach. And there's not very many of those around. And they're all the top of the line. And plus now this new title, Master Teaching Professional, there's probably only a handful of those in the whole world. So congratulations on that, because I know how much studying and how much of a complete knowledge of the whole game that you guys have to have.
Yeah, well, everybody at Kegel loves the sport of bowling, just like you do, Phantom. And so, you know, we all love coming to work. We love studying the sport of bowling. And Kegel, our motto is built for bowling. We do research at bowling every day, trying to find out what's really true in the sport versus what's myth. So it makes for a great environment to grow and to learn.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't come down there like I used to. I used to come down every month to try to catch up on technology. And, you know, when that pandemic came around and prices and expenses became a lot different, we had to cut back. But when I was always down there, I saw you guys. And I'll tell you what, here's three top flight professionals who all have, you should have, but you don't display it, a tremendous ego. But you guys get along like brothers. I never saw anything like it in my life. Usually get three superstars together is always a problem. But you guys still getting along good, even though I'm not watching?
Oh, yeah. We love working together. We each have different personalities and ways of going about things. We teach pretty much the same curriculum. And we get together a lot to talk about what we do to make sure we're kind of all on the same page. And like you said, it's we've got some world-class people I get to work with every day. Ruben Gergosian, Del Warren, Alexander Gurkov, who now is out in Vegas, but also spends time with us. We have a new coach on board, Sidney Brummett, who is a collegiate star and also a PWBA bowler, who's had a lot of experience at Wichita State. And so we have some really neat people on board the staff, and getting along is pretty easy because we all love bowling.
Boy, that's good to know. I'm glad that you're gaining some more people because – you know, you can get burned out pretty quick giving lessons morning, noon, and night because that is wearing. It seems simple to stand there behind somebody and say, oh, you're dropping your shoulder, blah, blah, blah. But to get into the depths of it and then keep pounding into them to have them learn, which is the proper thing to do, it's not easy. You got to have patience and you got to have skill to do that. So, you know, before I get into a lot of the meat of what I really want to talk to you about, I also want to talk about what we're doing here on Phantom Radio. You know, I've been involved with the PBA. I did the lanes during the summertime for the high roller. They hired me to do the knobby. I worked in the eliminator. As time went by, I was a regional director, and I was doing the lanes on the regional tour. And as I got a little bit older, I went and started doing the lanes on the senior tour, and I've done them for every group. And then when I pretty much settled down here in California, and I was just doing the show once a week because Cagle had cut back, which is understandable. And I went to a junior tournament over here in Sacramento, and I saw the Juniors Bowl. PBA's got a junior league now, basically. I saw these kids, tremendous, unbelievable, some of these kids. I mean, form, perfect form. They all had a cell phone. They all had computers. There was two girls, like 12 years old. They were back in the back on the concourse getting ready to go bowl. And they're messing around with their ball. And I just happened to ask, you know, what's going on? Oh, we're putting abalone on our ball. I never heard of abalone. You know, what the heck are you talking about? All I know is back in the day, if you wanted to hook more, you cupped up your wrist a little bit. But now the days with all the technology. So I says, well, who drills your balls? Oh, we do. What? 12 years old, you drill your own balls? Oh, yeah, we've learned all that kind of stuff. And I just was dazzled. And I says, well, you know, Dick Weber and Billy Hardwick were 50 years old. They didn't know how to drill a bowling ball. And they're the greatest of all time. And the sad part was they both said, oh, we never heard of those guys. You know, so time goes by, time flies. But these kids, I started thinking to myself, what can I do for these kids? Because I've been in every other part of the game. And I've got this radio show. Why don't we start a junior bowling club? Not have tournaments, just start exposing them. And we did this. It's been 1 year. We've had 8 of the kids on the show. We're trying to focus them and expose them to everybody. And I'll tell you what, man, what a joy it's been working with all these kids. We've got a really nice website. And I want them, the people, to go check out the website. You know, it's Cagle.net/PhantomJR. And you'll see a very nice website that Cagle has put up very professionally. They have some guy under, some foreign guy that's, you know, he's forgotten more than I'll ever know about anything. This guy's a genius. He put it up in about a week, and it's first-class professional. It's got a list of every kid in our program, 166 kids now. We're gaining every day. We get a few. And now we're having a fundraiser because it's free to join. And we still got to buy gifts and stuff. We give every kid a gift. And we're selling towels as a fundraiser. And so if they go to the website, they'll check all that stuff out. But anyway, we've got 3 other volunteers besides myself, and I want to highlight them. Is Brian Hirsch. He's a young man. He's got a young boy. His boy was the first charter member, and they love bowling, and they're totally involved in bowling. And then there's Sam Villarreal. Sam's an artist, and he's the one that does all these pictures, caricatures. And I saw him, some of his work, and when they had the Holman and the Roth doubles tournament, he had likenesses of them down by the masking unit at a tournament. I said, who did that? That looked just like those guys. So I met up with him, and we wrote a book together, and now he is also on the staff. But the key man that's helped us get going was a fellow named Dave Kowalski. He's a coach up in Michigan, and he's a Hall of Fame coach up there, and he gave us the seed money to get this thing going. And he's totally involved in the juniors up there in Michigan. He told me, he says, before we even got together, we got 7,000 junior bowlers up there. I says, you're on my staff. You know, we're not going to pay you nothing, but this is all volunteer. Oh, anything for the kids, I'll do. So those are the guys that we've got. Now it's your turn, my friend. I want to know what you're up to. Pretty much, you know, not day to day, but basically, you go in there every day, you have lessons lined up, or how's all that work?
It works wonderfully. We have lessons every day, 6 days a week, sometimes 7. We have a bunch of clinics we do, also Phantom, and also, just like you're talking about, the youth bowling is so important. And we have a couple people on our staff I want to mention. Tom Hankey Jr., who came out of youth bowling, he won almost everything there is to win in youth bowling, is on our coaching staff now. He was one of our graduates from our Weber International University program, and now he's coaching with us on staff. And also Danielle Bunch, who runs our training center, our coordinator, she's also USBC Silver Level coach with a lot of experience in youth bowling with USBC in the state of Washington. So we have some really good people who are helping us. We run a monthly program every month for youth bowlers to compete and have a real chance to play in sports shots and learn how to adjust to the sport conditions. So that what you're doing with youth bowling in this club of yours is just phenomenal. And we're trying to do the same thing at our training center with our lessons and also with programs we have like our KOU point system.
You know, one thing about this industry is very close. It's shrunk quite a bit. I remember the days we had 10 million bowlers, or we're down to a million now, but it's a very close situation. Everybody knows everybody. And the thing that I love about bowling is, and I've told this many times, over 95% of my friends I've met all through bowling, and I'm an old timer, so I've met a lot of people. The camaraderie that I used to enjoy on the road with all those bowlers out there, the same thing holds true with a lot of the big shots in the industry. One example I want to point out is the PBA has a junior program going on right now, and that's run by a fellow named Mike Sleds. And I contacted him one day, and I says, I just want you to know, we're not trying to, you know, but you guys out of the way. We just want to form another thing because we got to get the words out for these kids. He goes, what do you mean, butt me out of the way? He says, I want to work together with you. He says, I hear you give away prizes. I got all kinds of prizes from the PBA. He sent me a whole box of stuff because when a kid joins our league here, or not our league, but our club, we give them prizes and it's free to join. So here's Mike, PBA guy, giving me prizes to give to my group. So it's all hand in hand. We're all friends. We got to try to promote the sport together, and that's what's going to make it go. And I can tell everybody, the juniors are our future. If we don't take care of them, where are we going? So,
absolutely right, Phantom. I'm absolutely correct. We need our junior bowlers. We need our collegiate bowlers. And we need the PBA to have as a goal for those bowlers to aspire to.
Boy, that's for sure. And, you know, the women's store, like you mentioned, Danielle, she was a PWBA member, right, at one time?
I'm not sure about Danielle, but Sydney Brummett certainly is on the tour right now, bowling with the tour. And she's out there. Yep. And Danielle's probably going to be on the tour one of these days. She's still working on it.
Okay. All right. Well, I got that confused. But so I know every year – I've been doing this for 23 years. I've been with Kegel since 95. And you guys always have a lot of things going on in the summertime. And a lot of times you'll have companies come in, bring their staff and test things and do this and do that. You guys stay really busy. A lot of people thought, there's no way a training center will ever go, especially way down in Florida, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's too far away. You guys stay so busy. And I saw a glimpse of your summer schedule. If you don't mind, can you list what's coming up in the summer? You know, maybe just one thing at a time as far as so our listeners can write down something they might be interested in.
Absolutely, Phantom. We have things at Kegel. We also do some things on the road as well. One of the first things happening in June 15th and 16th, is I'll be going out to Maryland, to Temple Hills, Maryland, doing a road show out there at one of the lanes, a 2-day road show on bowling and doing Allen Lane coaching. And that'll be coming up the first part of June, 15th and 16th. We also are going to have our, at Kegel, our championship mental game and lane play camp, which is on June 21st to the 24th. And this camp features sports psychologist, Dr. Dean Hennitz, who's an expert in bowling psychology. He's going to be in there for a whole day. And this camp goes into very greatly in depth in the mental game and also about lane play, one of our favorite camps. And having Dr. Dean there is really great. Then we're going to be out at Junior Gold, doing a Junior Gold warm-up on July 14th. We're also going to be at Teen Masters. Del Warren's going to be there at Teen Masters doing two clinics on June 29th and 30th. And then in July, the last part of July, we have our Elite Physical Game Characteristics Camp. This is one of the most important ones because the physical game is so important in bowling. And this camp strictly focuses on the physical game. It's July 26th to the 28th at Kegel. And then the last camp we have is going to be in August 16th to the 18th, our Advanced Lane Play and Physical Alignment Strategy Camp. This is kind of a new one we're doing. Lane play is certainly one we've done before, but now we're doing one on strictly on the alignment in bowling. And there's so much misunderstanding about how to line up in bowling because of the visual illusion that shows us the lane is really shorter and wider than it really is. It's much longer and narrower. So this alignment camp is super important for bowlers. That's going to come up on August 16th through the 18th.
Wow. Yeah. That's a full schedule right there. Yeah, it makes me want to ask a couple more questions. I could probably ask you 20 more questions, but you mentioned a couple of people. One was the group, the Teen Masters, and Gary Beck is another guy I've worked very closely with, and I'm glad to see the Dells going out there and working with them because that's another group of kids that are pretty much a little bit more advanced than the regular junior bowler that's 8 or 9 years old, bowling in league on Saturday morning. So the more knowledge we can pass along, and especially coming from Cagle and working with Gary, who's a pretty progressive guy himself, that's good news, right?
Yes, it is. And this year, the Team Masters are going to be just up the road from us in Orlando, Florida, at Boardwalk Bowl, so very close to the Cagle Training Center. So some of the people who come to Team Masters can get a chance to come down and visit the Cagle Training Center. It's only about 45 minutes away.
Awesome. You know, the other guy that you mentioned, I can't really say guy. I can say guy because I'm a good friend of his. I should say sir when I mentioned Dr. Dean. You know, I met Dr. Dean, I don't know, 20 years ago. And we started talking about the mental game because years and years ago, when I left the tour at one time and to start running a bowling center, I walked in and, oh, here's a PBA guy. Help me with my game, blah, blah, blah. And I thought I knew a lot. I could get the guys at the foul line in one piece and all the little good bowlers, juniors. And in about 6 or 8 months, I got them to be 200. I couldn't get them over 200. And they would bowl in the regional tournaments, never cash. And I'm thinking, what the heck am I missing here? You know, these guys look like Brian Voss. You know, they look like Norm Duke. They're perfect balance, follow through, knee bend, everything. And you know what? I went back on the road and I started talking to Walter Ray and Wayne Webb and Mike Albee. And he says, you know, what's the difference between a good amateur and a good pro? Oh, the mental game. Right away, that's what they all said. And that's what separates the cream from the crop, you know. And all these kids had good physical games, but they had no helmet. You know, they didn't think right. They'd get mad if they left the 10 pin. And that affects your next shot, you know, and right on down the line. And I started talking to Dean every chance I got, and he kept teaching me more and more and more to where, you know, I started feeling like a psychiatrist myself. He taught me so much. I needed a psychiatrist, but that guy, he is really sharp.
Yes, he is. He's got a couple of books out. One is called Focus for Bowling. The other is called Bowling Psychology. And by the way, Dr. Dean not only writes about bowling and coaches the mental game, but he's also a very accomplished bowler in his own right. So he uses his own techniques to get out there himself and play on the lanes pretty effectively.
I knew that, yeah. So I can't brag enough about him, and I'm glad you respect him the way I do. But, you know, Parge, I'm looking at the old clock on the wall. This is the fastest show in all of sports, but I probably got 90% of in what I wanted to talk to you about. I'm going to have you on from time to time, keep picking your brain, and I'm so happy that you got everything going down there. And you know, I didn't really get you the job, but I highly recommended you, and you didn't let me down. The most important thing, you didn't let yourself down. Congratulations on rising up to the top of the ladder, man. That's awesome.
Well, thanks so much, Phantom. It's a pleasure and an honor to work at Cagle with a lot of the great people we have. This is a whole house full of people who are involved in bowling and in every aspect of the sport. Well, they wanted to also mention, we do have a really good pro shop course. We teach a 3-day pro shop course for people who want to learn more about ball drilling and layouts and ball dynamics. So that's one of the things we offer at Cagle, as well as our full day and half day lessons every day of the week. So thanks again for having me on. And keep up growing the sport like you're doing, and we hope to do the same at the training center.
All right, Rick. It's been a pleasure talking to you again. I miss you, Pards. I can't wait to see you again somewhere down the road. But before we close, I want to thank our sponsors, Storm Bowling and Brad Edelman from the High Roller. I'm so proud to have those guys as sponsors. They've stuck with us now for 23 years, and we love them, people. No wonder they're first class. But that about does it for this week. We'll have another guest next week. Thanks again to Rick Wiltsy. Visit the Kegel Training Center for Phantom Radio. This is the Phantom.
When you're down and troubled, and you need some love and care, and nothing, well, nothing is going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon.